Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Life moves so quickly, doesn't it? I realize this when I'm in a graveyard. Cemeteries are a great place to walk and reflect. It's so quiet and no traffic. And while I'm there, I'm reminded of how temporary our stay here is on earth. We don't really own anything. We're just all caretakers until the next generation takes over. We live in a house that is well over 100 years old. I often think about how many generations of families have lived here. With all the same struggles and daily cares of life that my family has, growing up, living day by day to get by, growing old, passing away. On top of that, our house was used for a funeral home for some 70 years. Sometimes I think of all the final viewings that took place in those 7 decades. What a testament to mortality. I'm also reminded of how fleeting are the days of our mortality. These people's lives were all over before they hardly knew it. My father died in 1996 at the age of 85, and I remember him telling me on his deathbed that it seemed just like yesterday that he was a little boy. James reminds us of this important truth, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. What you and I live now is just the vapor life. But thanks to God, our Father, we have the hope, the confident expectation of a permanent life in resurrection. Paul tells us about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And in verse 53 and 54, he says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Oh, isn't that a great truth? A great thing for you and I to rejoice about today, that death is swallowed up in victory. Father's grand conclusion of everything is going to be victorious. But there are those who can't enjoy today with us. Many of our friends and loved ones have died. They're no longer with us, but they rest in death awaiting their resurrection. Rest assured, though, that they are in safe keeping. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. As we think of our sleeping loved ones, you know, we miss their great presence in our lives. They're not here to enjoy the very simplest things of earth's pleasures with us. We think of the dearly missed father or mother who's not here to see their children grow up. Our mind drifts to the husband or wife who does not get to grow old with their beloved sweetheart. While others, who are even younger than you and I, they've been laid to rest. Here we are, recipients of another new day, a new enjoyment of life. When this morning dawned, we were richly blessed to see it. Enjoy today. This is another day that we can be with our precious loved ones. Receive this day as a welcome sight. Each morning as it dawns, you know, greet it with gladness before the Lord. As you wake up and see that sunshine streaming through your window, thank God that He's given you life again for another day. Life is but a manifest token of His sheer goodness to you and me. Granted, this life's filled with troubles, but as you change your flat tire, don't fret, but rejoice that you're alive to do so. And as you move items from your broken refrigerator, thank Father that you are here and able to experience such. And as you have the heartbreak of the loss of a loved one, rejoice that your heart is alive even to have such a passionate feeling for them, and that you surely will see them again. I have some words from Benjamin Franklin framed on the wall of my office. They were his self-epitaph from the age of 22. And here's what he wrote. "The body of Ben Franklin, printer. Like the cover of an old book, its contents worn out and stripped of its lettering and gilding. Here lies food for worms, but the work shall not be lost, for it will appear once more in a new and more elegant edition, revised and corrected by the author." Oh, I like that. Remember, others may not be here with us. Their turn has passed, and now it's our turn to live. Don't waste it. Don't take your life for granted. We're only here for such a little while. Now for your edification and enjoyment, here's Billy Dean singing, "Only Here for a Little While."
Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted. 'Cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, know it means an extra mile. Pray